Welcome to Mailbox. It's the first Sunday of February, which means it's time to reveal the mystery person from our January competition, the inventor of the sugar cube, and also announce the lucky winner. Some of you suggested the inventor was the German industrialist Eugen Langen from Cologne. According to available sources, he indeed patented a method of producing sugar in cube form in Germany, but much later than the man we are looking for. Many of you also guessed Henry Tate, who apparently bought the rights from Eugen Langen and introduced the Langen cube process to the United Kingdom. Different sources give different dates, but in the case of these two gentlemen, we are talking about the 1870s. Our mystery man made the discovery some 30 years earlier, and this being Radio Prague, there needs to be a Czech connection, of course. So let's hear some of your answers. This one came from John Shepherd from England.
There seems to be general agreement that the sugar cube was invented at Dačice in 1843. Since 1983, there has been a granite memorial in the town square. In 1840, the refinery had recruited a new director from Vienna, Jakob Christoph Rad, a native of Rheinfelden, Switzerland. He introduced new machinery and new products, including the production of what we now call sugar cubes. Of course, there is some dispute, accordingly, as to whether this was a Swiss, Austrian or Czech invention.
And Angelia Baranek from Australia sent us the story behind the invention.
The sugar cube was invented by Jakub Christoph Rath in 1841 in Dačice, Bohemia, after his wife had cut her hand badly trying to cut into a huge lump of sugar. He pondered the problem, and several months after the incident, he presented her with a gift-wrapped package which contained 350 red and white sugar cubes, which he had invented. There's a plaque to his memory in the town, and it also boasts a big sugar cube made of granite in his memory. He must have been a very busy man, as he fathered 16 children with his wife Juliana.
And Phil McVeigh from Cornwall in the United Kingdom actually visited the hometown of the sugar cube.
Much to the annoyance of the English, who would like to think that sugar cubes are as English as a nice cup of tea, the cube was invented in 1841 in Dačice, South Bohemia, by the director of a Czech sugar beet factory, Jakub Rád. By the way, Dačice also happens to be a typically pleasant South Bohemian town, where you can also see a large granite cube in honour of Mr. Rád, worth a small detour for anyone visiting Telč. Interestingly, when the Icelandic group The Sugar Cubes played in Dačice, they rediscovered an absinthe cocktail and allegedly started an absinthe revival in the UK.
And this email is from our regular listener Marnix Barbier from Belgium.
His name was Jakub Christoph Rád, a sugar refinery director in Bohemia. He wanted to make sugar more practical to work with, after his wife cut her hands while handling huge lumps of sugar. So, in 1841, he had the idea of the sugar cube, and by 1843, a patent and a first production line were in place.
And Deirdre Murray, who's Irish, also follows Radio Prague in Belgium.
Mr. Jakub Christoph Rath, the director of a sugar refinery, invented the first sugar cube in 1843 in Dačice. I visited Dačice in August of 2004 while spending a week in Telč. It was a really nice day and I saw the monument of the sugar cube. As I was with my own personal Czech sugar cube, it was a really sweet moment of my life.
And the story of Jakub Christoph Rád reminded Andy Delfino from the United States of another useful invention.
By the way, Rád's invention of the sugar cube is very similar to the invention of the Band-Aid personal bandage. Earl Dixon, an employee of Johnson & Johnson when the company made large surgical dressings, invented smaller personal versions of bandages for his accident-prone wife. Evidently, it was an invention bred from the necessity of finding a way to bandage his wife's frequent wounds when no one was around to help her. Thanks for the great question. I'm always glad to learn something interesting about something that's usually taken for granted. Our contact lens is next. My Czech father-in-law always tells me how they were invented in his native land.
I'm afraid the contact lenses would be too easy for Radio Prague's listeners. But you'll find out what the new question is in just a while, after we announce the name of the lucky winner. And this time it is Theodor Shepetitsky from Ottawa, Canada. Congratulations, and let's hear what he had to say.
The amazing power of women to influence the course of history has been amply demonstrated in the past. But little did I know that this extended to the ubiquitous sugar cube. If my information is correct, it appears that Juliana Radová urged her Swiss husband, Jakub Krzysztof Rád, to develop a safer means of producing sugar for the public. To commemorate this event, a granite memorial of a sugar cube was built in one of the squares in Dačice in 1983. And in the summer of 2003, the town also unveiled a plaque in recognition of its honorary citizen.
Congratulations, and your prize is in the post. Thank you very much for your answers and the interesting stories. And now here's another chance to win a Radio Prague goodie bag. Let's hear the question for February. An ancient people, known to us as Hittites, lived in what is now Turkey in the second millennium before Christ. They spoke an Indo-European language, which was deciphered by a Czech archaeologist at the beginning of the 20th century. He was also the one who determined that the Hittites' language was indeed Indo-European. Please send us your answers by the end of February to english@radio.cz or to our postal address, Radio Prague, 12099 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. Till next week, thanks for listening and goodbye.
Pavla Horáková there with another edition of Mailbox. Please do write in. I'll give you a reminder of our address in a short while. Anyway, time for another letter from Prague. And this week it is written by Linda Mashdalier.